As we announce today, we celebrate the feasts of Codes St. Cornelius and Cyprian. St. Cornelius was an early pope. He died while in exile in the year 253. St. Cyprian was bishop of Carthage, and he died in 258 under one of the severe persecutions of the Christians. Both were martyred, and today's readings focus our attention on what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. In our gospel this morning, we heard that Jesus was traveling from village to village, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Several women of Galilee, women who had been cured of illnesses and evil spirits, began following Jesus. They began to provide for Jesus and his disciples out of their resources. Now, it would have been rare for women at that time to have many resources, much less enough to share with Jesus and his disciples. Nevertheless, these women did have resources, and they put them to use for Jesus. They began to follow him out of love and gratitude for what he had done for them. This is, of course, a proper response of a disciple of Jesus, as someone who has been healed from their illness, or perhaps from an interior sense of shame, self-hatred, or despair about life. The proper response of people who have met the Lord, truly met him, is to place their life in the service of the one who freed them. The example of the women in the gospel is similar to the example of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian. Both laid their lives down for Jesus, who had freed them. Saint Cyprian once wrote, recalling his baptism, that he was finally free of his enslavement to his passions. His response, like that of the women in the gospel, was to give himself totally to the Lord. Eventually, he would give even his life. Finally, Paul reminds us today in that first reading that we do not believe this world is the end of the line. We are offered eternal life. And for this, we are called to do our part in furthering the work and mission of the church. With this in mind, let us pray that we can respond with as much generosity as the women in today's gospel, and in the spirit of Saints Cornelius and Cyprian.